Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. That is the theme from Where's Waldo. Right now, it's more like Where's Christina? Well, Christina had to step away for a bit. So what we're going to do is play one of our previous entertainment reports because they're all so hysterical.
All right, Ed. You know who Dave Grohl is, right?
Yes, I do.
Of course. He, you know, is the front man of Foo Fighters, was a drummer for Nirvana. Well, he is very annoyed with the Emmys.
Why is he mad?
Because he said that they booked the Foo Fighters to perform,
yeah,
but then they canceled. Out of the blue, they just canceled for no reason. And he's really annoyed about this. Now, he says, if you do research, yeah, you can figure out why they canceled us. But no one can figure out why they canceled them. Like, no one knows why he's talking in
conspiracy
code.
Theory time.
He's definitely thinking there's some conspiracy against Grohl. Now, I know that there have been other bands and other artists that have expressed that rock definitely gets passed over for these awards shows. It's always, you know, pop.
Sure,
and
because pop sells better, and that's kind of why they do it. So I know, but it's the reality of the world.
I'm rolling my eyes at you right now.
Well,
let me tell you something.
I see that.
We're in the New York market.
Yes, we are.
For some reason, a rock station, well, we have a classic rock station, but a rock station
does not exist.
Doesn't work.
And they say it would not work in a city like New York for some reason.
Which doesn't make any sense because right, there are great rock stations in Philly and in on the West Coast. Obviously,
look at you. You're becoming such an advocate for this.
Obviously, I'm a rock fan. I'm a metal chick. I love rock music. I love all music.
You're going to be like carrying a picket sign somewhere soon.
Wow. I may.
Dave Grohl is going to love you.
Dave Grohl, I'm with you.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, well, let's move on to you two.
Yeah.
Because apparently they recently had a show in Sweden, I think it was. But anyway, they had a show, and I guess a guy with a gun got in.
That's not good.
And security couldn't find him.
Uh-oh.
So you two actually had to, like, cancel the show.
Yes.
They stopped the show. They had to evacuate the stadium, and While they search for this guy with the gun, which I don't even think that they found this guy.
So he's still out there.
So this guy, but the thing that's scary is that, mm-hmm, if you ever see video or photos of shows in Europe or in Sweden or in Germany, they are massive. Nothing like MSG or
it's
whatever.
It's not controlled
arena.
Stadium situations.
It's like a huge outdoor venue.
It's like
and
a festival thing.
Right,
it's like Woodstock.
Bono did the right thing and he rescheduled the show.
I came all the way here to Sweden to see you two.
Are you going to pay for my flight over?
I'm standing here in the woods.
Time? Thanks for ruining my night,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, mission accomplished.
Now,
yes?
Ed.
What?
This story. Why does everyone have to do a sex tape?
Because it creates your career, and case in point is Kim Kardashian.
Okay, well, Lil Wayne, I guess, is claiming that there is a sex tape floating around of him.
Why would I want to see that, you know?
With two very well-endowed women, is what I read.
Oh, good for him.
Who were doing everything.
Oh, good for him.
So Lil Wayne, I guess, in this tape is featured with these two ladies, but Lil Wayne is wearing nothing but white socks or just a pair of socks. So
it's not a good look.
I don't know if he's embarrassed by that, but he's claiming he didn't know that he was being taped, which I call BS in the first place because
the two bright lights set up in the corner and the camera pointing,
you know,
on the tripod.
The camera
there's
blinking
the clue. That's the clue.
I don't know. Maybe that's a red flag. Anyway, so he's claiming that he didn't know that he was being filmed.
Yeah.
Okay,
and you
whatever.
Would think maybe if the two women were behind it, and they obviously were, just from a directorial perspective, you know what? Why don't you take your socks off? Because the socks, that's never a good look.
I don't know.
That's never a good look.
Is that a guy thing? Do guys leave their socks on?
I don't.
Why not?
I'll tell you right now, I don't. I don't. Because
okay,
my feet will get warm in that situation,
okay,
and I've never found that to be a comfortable situation.
It's not a sexy look. Take your socks off, guys.
And you
okay?
know what? It's limited traction, too. It's not good.
Oh, yes. The people who have the tape, or I guess are shopping it around to different porno agencies, okay? Because, of course, they want to pay off. It's Lil
First
Wayne.
First $15
you know, he's popular,
gets it.
Whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I guess his reps got word that this is going on. How did they get word that this is going on? Maybe because he's the one shopping it around? I don't know. Anyway,
wow,
that's just my opinion.
So I think we can actually learn more about this. We had Kevin Rudolph on this show,
yeah,
who actually did a song with Lil Wayne.
I know.
Once.
We should give him a call and
we
say,
should.
Do you know anything about this?
Can you ask him about the socks? Can you get back to us? You can be our special Lil Wayne tape correspondent. What's the deal with the white socks?
Okay, so
I can get word to him that it's not a good choice.
No,
yes, I'm sorry.
It's definitely not a good choice.
No.
So Lil Wayne is saying he doesn't know. He didn't know he was being taped. The person that has the tape is shopping it around to these, mm-hmm, porno agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Lil Wayne's reps are saying, well, if anyone dares publish this, we're just going to sue the hell out of them, is the quote that I read. We're going to sue the hell out of
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
You know that he had something to
of
do
course.
With it.
Of course.
Right?
Exactly. He has no problem with it. He's just, you know what? He has... He is upset, and he realizes, I made a bad choice with the socks. It's not a fashion choice you need to make nowadays. He wants them to reshoot the video. That's what it comes down to.
No socks. They could probably Photoshop that out, or just cut off the feet or something.
You know what? I'm sick of seeing Michael Jordan pushing Hanes underwear and t-shirts. Here's a chance. Let them get Lil Wayne in and let him push the socks. Want to be like Lil Wayne? Mm-hmm. You saw him on the internet. You can wear those socks right now and be the man you always wanted to be.
Yeah. Don't you love these entertainment reports?
I do. I really do. Because I walk away educated. I walk away entertained, and I walk away educated. And we've done our job. And just think about all the people across the country and all the people around the world right now that are going to have that question lodged in their head forever. Socks
or no socks?
Yes. That is the question. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tennis legend won a total of 71 singles titles, including 7 Grand Slams. His on-court rivals included Jimmy Connors, Yvonne Lindell, and Bjorn Borg. And, of course, there was his temper.
No mistakes whatsoever.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
So where is John McEnroe now? John retired in 1992 and was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame 7 years later. He had a short-lived talk show on CNBC and jammed on guitar with the Pretenders at New York's Roseland Ballroom in 2009. John's popped up on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he's made several appearances on Saturday Night Live.
John, how do you think Andy's doing?
The kid's a mess, Chris.
Well, in all fairness, he's never done sketch comedy before.
I've never had sex with Beyoncé Knowles before. But if I got the chance, I wouldn't choke up like this kid.
Mr. McEnroe, that comedy's right on the line. I'm Ahmad Rashad.